A man walked in, his gait the confident, easy swagger of young, good-looking men everywhere. Clearly on the younger end of the Spartans' age scale, the newcomer might have just stepped from the pages of a fashion shoot, or out of one of those adverts for online dating agencies Mark had been trying to ignore lately. He was dressed in a pale blue casual shirt that Mark was 95% certain wasn't designer, but looked it anyway on his slim, fit figure, paired with jeans that hugged him, if not lovingly, then certainly with lust in mind. His eyes, set off by the shirt, were a startling blue, lively and bright. Cropped in close at the sides, his sandy hair was styled up on top with gel. Was that why he was late? Maybe he'd needed the extra time to do his hair, bringing his height up to a level that, if it wasn't 6 foot, wasn't far off either. Just an inch or so shorter than Mark, in fact. He was hot. And, Mark reminded himself hurriedly, even in the statistically unlikely event that the young man was attracted to A, men, and B, older men in particular, firmly off limits. Mark had his daughter to think of. The thought filled him with a heady mix of pride, purpose, and insidiously creeping depression. The newcomer flashed them all a cheeky smile, and now apparently Mark had a heart arrhythmia to add to his woes. What the hell was the matter with him tonight? "Patrick, finally," Barry said with good-humoured reproof. "We'd just about given up on you." Patrick's reply was pitched low, with just a hint of roughness under the light Essex accent. "All right, lads, sorry I'm late. Total bastard of a day at work. And then when I got home, Mum's got it into her head she's going to put up a shelf in the kitchen. Managed to drill into a water pipe. So there's me stuck with my thumb in the hole, like a little Dutch boy, while she calls that plumber she fancies." There was a collective wry chuckle, accompanied by the odd muttering of, "Women, eh?" "Anyway," he carried on, "by the time this plumber bloke gets there, I'm soaking wet, which, from the way he eyes me up, makes me think Mum could be barking up the wrong tree there, so I had to go and get changed." Mark was mesmerised by the image of Patrick, soaking wet and peeling off his clothes. So much so that he almost didn't catch Barry's reply.
"What, and you didn't stay to chat him up?"
That was interesting. Except no, it wasn't, because young, fit fashion models didn't look twice at middle-aged men, and responsible fathers didn't shock their troubled teenage daughters by getting mixed up with boy toys. "Damn it." Mark's mood crashed again. The blue eyes twinkled.
"What, and step on Mum's toes? I'd never hear the last of it. You never know. Maybe he swings both ways."
"Go on, admit it." The better looking of the shaven heads, "Roger, Rodney, Roderick," said loudly. "You just needed the time to do your hair." Patrick's response was a hearty laugh.
"Rory, mate, you know you're just jealous."
Barry cleared his throat.
"We were just getting to know our new member. Mark, this is Patrick."
Caught by surprise, Mark stood once more.
"Damn it, Luke, why do you keep doing that?"
And offered Patrick his hand. Patrick raised an eyebrow, making Mark feel even worse, but took his hand and shook it firmly. His grip was warm and smooth, and all sorts of thoughts Mark should not be thinking started to run through his head, like an X-rated earworm.
"Good to meet you," Patrick said. "New in the village? I don't think I've seen you around."
"Ah, likewise." Mark's mind wasn't really on his response. The room was stiflingly hot. It couldn't be good for the ancient timbers, not to mention the environment. Why the bloody hell didn't someone turn the heating down? And was Patrick implying that if he'd seen Mark, he'd have noticed him?
No, surely not.
Was he? Mark realised he was still holding Patrick's hand and dropped it like a hot potato. Fortunately, nobody seemed to have noticed. He sat down hastily as Patrick took a seat at the other end of the long oak table. Oh, God. Mark's life had just turned into the classic midlife crisis. This young man was apparently attracted to men, gorgeous, and sharp in just the right way.